When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK and WKOK.com. Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, APW, Peters Home Appliance Center, Alexander Family Dealerships, Glicks, Lackawanna College, WNL Mazda, Purdy Insurance Agency. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
Welcome to Lewisburg High School on night number two of our three-game road trip this week on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Tonight, it's the Lewisburg Green Dragons and the Shikellamy Braves and the return of Jacob Hernandez to the broadcast. Well, kind of. Of course, Jacob, a big part of the Shikellamy program over the last several years, made the transfer to Lewisburg and is now by far their leading scorer, leading player, leading rebounder, and doing everything he did last year at this time at Shikellamy here in Lewisburg. Joining me, as always, the Chief, Dave Ritchie, and, you know, we've watched him play a lot over the years and always very impressed at how quickly he developed as a young player, even as a freshman.
Well, he's pretty strong, Kevin, and he's got good sense around the basket. But by moving up to Lewisburg, he has hooked up with sophomore Cam Michaels. And Cam Michaels is probably one of the best guards in the area. And last night, Jacob had 30 points in the Lewisburg win. And most of them came off of passes from Cam Michaels, penetrated the middle, and being around the basket. Jacob was always there, and like we talked about, he gets the ball inside, he's going to score. Unlike some of the Braves, all right, who have a little bit of trouble inside when they get rebounds, he's strong and he's solid, and he's pretty sure of himself too. He's only had one bad game, and that was against Mifflinburg 2 games ago, where he was held to, I think, 3 points. But other than that, he has benefited from the move, and this is a team, Lewisburg is a team that has a lot of three-point shooters. In fact, Coach Ziegler just told us that they have people on their team that have more three-point shots than Shikellamy's entire team.
Wow. And the Braves have really struggled shooting the ball this year and again last night up at Central Mountain.
Well, watching the junior varsity game in which Lewisburg beat Shikellamy's JV 60-54, they really, really can hit from the outside, and that opens things up on the inside. But I remember watching Cam Michaels last year as a freshman on the varsity, just a really, really strong guard. And last year he had I forget what the younger Liscombe boy's name is, the really good soccer player,
Nate.
He had Nate in the backcourt with him, and that was pretty hard to beat. Nate's not playing basketball this year. I don't know if it's an injury or what the reason, but Mr. Michaels has continued being what I would call a real good general out there in the court. He's going to score points, he's going to get a lot of assists, and he's just going to tell and keep everything running smoothly for the Lewisburg Green Dragons.
By the way, I'm going to be honest, I think it's Nate. I'm not 100% sure, but he's the one Ben was the other one that I was trying to
Ben
think
was,
of, too.
Ben was the excellent guard for Lewisburg a couple of years ago, too.
Well, you would know. I mean, you were doing a lot of Lewisburg football right around that time on one of our sister stations, 100.9 The Valley.
Do you know how long ago that's been, Kevin?
Doesn't feel like. How long has it been?
It was before Todd Tilford came down to Shikellamy.
Well, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that, but you're right.
It is a long, long time ago. And that was when the last time Todd Homo and I were doing Lewisburg football. And then, of course, I was supposed to do Lewisburg football with Matt, and you brought me out of retirement to go back to Shikellamy when Coach Hort was out with an injury. So that's the last time that I did Lewisburg.
Well, you were
football.
The heir apparent anyway, so, you know, it was no big surprise to anybody when you did.
I had a lot of fun doing Lewisburg football when Tilford was there.
Well, you had that good run into the state semifinal.
Yes, and got to 2-2 games from Hershey Field, and that was with
Ryan Unger.
And yeah. Ryan and I went from Milton to Lewisburg. They were throwing us around all over the place, and Lewisburg was a lot of fun. What a great football team for about 4 years in a row there.
That's because you are the most versatile man in broadcasting.
I wouldn't say that. Then how comes the, right, then how that. Comes the only job I get is with you?
I'm smart enough not to let you go. That's the difference.
Okay, is that how it is?
That's the difference.
Yep.
Well, tonight Lewisburg comes in at 7-4 overall, and the Braves are 1-5 overall. And the struggling Braves shooting, you know, we said it last night. If you figured you'd hold Central Mountain under 50, you'd have a really good shot at winning. But again, the Braves averaging only 38 points a game, only had 41 last night, and they're going to need an offensive performance here tonight.
Well, Coach Ziegler, again, I've known him ever since he was knee-high to a beagle, all right? And we talk a lot about basketball. They need two players to step up and score 20 points for them between them, and they haven't got them yet. The two prime candidates to do that, all right, would be John Piper and Braden Long. Those two guys, between the two, have to get 20 points. If they do that, the Braves are going to get the 55 points. They don't get a lot of points off the bench, and of course, Davis Marshall is probably the leading scorer, and Nate Luciano's always good for 6 or 8. So think about it. That's if you take Davis's 15 or 16. And Nate's 6 or 8, you're up to 25 points. You get another 20, you're at 45. You get a couple of baskets here and there from guys off the bench, and you're going to get your 55. But the key is Braden Long and John Piper have to start putting the ball in the basket. John only took 4 shots up at Central Mountain. They need to throw the ball. You know, it's the same old story. You can't score if you don't shoot, all right? And some people say, well, I don't want to be a ball hog. I don't care. Keep throwing that ball up.
Especially if you're open.
Yeah, and especially if you're a good shot like those two.
We'll have a check with Coach Bill Ziegler when we return. Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
It's the Super Days of Savings at Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg. That's right, score a great deal on a brand new F-150 truck with discounts up to $14,000. And we've got 15 in stock. Get a new EcoSport for under $18,000, a new Escape for under $22,000. We're sacking the competition on what you'll get for your trade, price and payments with 34 banks working to earn your business. Plus, with every purchase, you're going to get a 55-inch smart TV to watch the big game in style. Interest rates as low as 0%. Payments starting at $97 a month only at Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg.
Welcome back to Lewisburg. Kevin Herr with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves getting ready for tonight's game with Lewisburg. Back-to-back nights after a game that was very tough, very quick-paced game, and a very hard-fought game. What changed in the last couple of minutes of that game that made it get away from you a little bit last night?
Well, it really was the first time all year that, 3-4 minutes to go in the game, and the game was still, either team had a chance to win the game, and we did not execute very well. The last 4 minutes and 1 second, I looked at the film last night, and our last 10 possessions of the game, We had three turnovers and we shot 0 for 7. So you end the last 4 minutes like that, that's usually a recipe for disaster.
Unfortunately, it was one of those games where you kept them under 50. That was surely one of the goals, but just couldn't get the offense going either.
Yeah, we didn't shoot real well last night. I think we shot 12.5% from the three-point line and hair over 50% from the foul line. So, you know, we got to start knocking some shots down, and I think once that happens, our confidence will roll, and you'll see a little bit more pep in our step.
Well, this is a team that's going to present a big challenge, but a very familiar one. Jacob Hernandez, who was in the Chickalamy program for several years, transfers to Lewisburg. He's the big scorer on here with 19 points. But the one thing is, a lot of these guys should know his strengths and weaknesses pretty well.
Yeah, well, Jake has a lot of strengths, that's for sure. You know, he's a big, strong kid who can shoot the ball, and he's real good around the basket with either hand. So, you know, our strategy tonight is, you know, try not to let him get the ball. If we can keep the ball out of his hands, I think we have a better chance of keeping him from scoring. And he runs the floor real well. So, you know, Jacob's going to present a problem for us tonight. We need to be ready.
Lewisburg's a team that likes to run the 2-2-1. How often do you think you're going to see it?
Well, until we break it a few times and score off it, you know, they like to keep the control the pace of here a little bit. So, you know, as long as we're careful with it and cautious with it and make some good decisions, I think we have a chance to, you know, get the tempo back in our area, and not only that, but attack it and score.
And the big thing is patience with the basketball and looking for the better shots.
Yeah, sometimes we get very impatient on the offensive end, and you know, even watching it on film, we're running a play that's supposed to start in the right, but go to the left and back to the right and go to the left, and we don't seem to get it back that, you know, to the other side of the court that often. So I think if we're a little more patient, get a few more touches, we'll get a little higher percentage shot, and I think we'll knock those down.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you afterwards.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK, and tonight available on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
And welcome back to Lewisburg High School. Quickly running down the starting lineups for tonight. The guard, 5'9", senior Dante Sims, averaging 2 a game. Jacob Hernandez will be the forward for Lewisburg, a 6'3", junior, averaging 19 a game. Joe Martin is the forward, 6'2", junior, 7 a game. Cameron Michaels is a 5'8", sophomore, averaging 8 a game. And Caden Werderman, a 5'10", senior at guard, averaging 2 points a game. For the Chickalamy Braves tonight, it'll be John Pfeiffer, and we'll give you the rest of the actually, we can sneak here. John Pfeiffer, 6'3", guard. Braden Long, a senior, a 6-foot guard, and we'll give you the rest of the starting lineup when we return.
Yeah. Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to Lewisburg. Quickly giving you the starting lineups here for the Shikellamy Braves tonight. It'll be John Pfeiffer, the 6'3 junior guard, getting the start. Pfeiffer averaging 8 points a game, leads the team in steals. Braden Long, a 6-foot senior guard. Long averaging 3 a game, leads the team in charges. Mason Dietrich, a 6-foot sophomore at guard. Dietrich averaging 8 points a game and is a 61% free throw shooter on the year. Nate Luciano, a 6-foot guard. Luciano averaging 6 points a game, leading the team from the free throw line at 69%, leads the team in steals and in assists. And Davis Marshall, the 6'4 senior forward. Marshall averaging 11 points a game, leading the team in that category. 51 rebounds, leads the team there, leads the team in points off turnovers, and leads the team in blocks. And once again, we'd like to remind you that tonight's game, originally scheduled for the WKOK YouTube channel, we had a little bit of an issue, so we are not able to live broadcast that. There is something here going on with the internet in Lewisburg. As a matter of fact, Lewisburg can't even stream anything tonight either. So tonight's game will be available on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel post-basketball tonight. But we welcome you listening on the radio on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And thanks for turning my mic on, too. I appreciate it.
That's all right. You were just having a conversation with everybody.
I went from the most versatile person around to you turned my mic off.
Well, we're about ready. Shikellamy, after washing the uniforms from last night, back in the navy blue uniforms, white
sure
trim.
Washed?
Let's assume we have no reason to think otherwise. Back in those navy blue uniforms, white trim, maroon numerals, Lewisburg in the all-white with green lettering and numerals. Center circle is where Marshall tips it, and it goes into the out-of-bounds. It was going to be Pfeiffer that was going to try and catch it. It didn't.
I don't know why.
Lewisburg ball.
I don't know why John didn't grab the ball. You know, I don't know. Maybe he thought that Lewisburg had knocked it out. So
Lewisburg will attack the basket to our right. And with the basketball at the top of the key is Michaels. He'll swing it around far wing there for Sims. Sims back to Michaels. Three-pointer. Good. And 15 seconds gone by, and it's already 3-0 in favor of Lewisburg. That was one of the things Coach Bill Ziegler said could be a problem is Lewisburg's three-point shooting. There's that 2-2-1 press we talked about earlier as well. Braves are able to get that moving along and now have to be patient and look for the right shot. Luciano moves over to the far wing. Now to the top of the key between the circles, Long. Near wing, Luciano, 3 to tie it. That one just a little bit off the mark. Rebound by Lewisburg and coming back the other way in the hand of Michaels. Michaels gives it off to Martin. Back to Michaels between the circles. Three-pointer, far wing, Martin. That one no good. Right into the hands of Wooderman. Lewisburg will reset the offense now with Michaels once again. He'll move to the near wing, almost travel with sliding that foot. Martin there with the basketball. Find Wooderman underneath down to Hernandez. Draws a crowd, but easily backs his way in for the two. 5-0 Lewisburg, 6:40 to go first period.
Tried to put a little muscle on him at that time with Braden Long, but he went right around him and with a strong layup.
And that pass intended for Luciano goes right out of bounds and almost out the door.
Braves are going to have their hands full all the way around. They're not being able to score, and Lewisburg plays pretty decent defense, Kevin. They've kept a lot of their opponents, you know, down below 50 points.
Lewisburg with the basketball now. Martin has it between the circles, looking for somebody to give it to. Now gives it to Michaels. Back to Martin. Martin will go left hand, left side, right in.
Well, Joseph Martin also gives them a nice forward who slash center that moves well without the basketball, and you could see that in that particular case. He just went right to the basket after he got the pass.
7-0, Shikalimi. The spin move inside by Davis Marshall, no good. Rolls out of bounds.
He actually got that shot blocked by Hernandez. He went right up in front of the basket, and it kind of slanted off to the side. So we have a pretty good battle going in there, Kevin.
And this is a key possession here. If this comes a 9-point game or worse, you might see a timeout. Top of the key now, Wooderman. Onto the near wing, Michaels. Michaels puts it on the floor. He'll back up a little bit, guarded there by Luciano with 5:30 to go. First period, 7-0, Lewisburg.
Good
feet inside. Bounced off of the face that time of Hernandez.
But good defense by Braden Long to keep him from getting the ball, Kevin.
And Long will drive in. His shot blocked by Martin. Martin tips it into the hands of Michaels. Michaels weaves through the navy blue shirts and gives it off to Sims. Now near side, Hernandez thought about a three, didn't take it, and an offensive foul.
Real nice job by Davis to hedge out and step. Hernandez got a step on Braden Long, went around, was going to go in for the layup. Davis, nice job of just standing there and letting Hernandez run into him. So that's the first foul of the game, and it's a player control foul on Jake Hernandez.
So Shikalimi will bring it up, trailing at 7-0 with 5:04 and counting to go here in the first period. Down to Long. Long underneath. He'll find Dietrich, who will draw the foul and go to the line.
A long time ago, Kevin, somebody told me that one of the best people to throw the ball to is the person that threw you the ball. And that's exactly what Mason did. He got the ball in the corner, slashed to the basket, got it inside, and he got fouled. So we'll see if he can make the shot here.
61% free throw shooter on the year. Makes the first one. Now 12 of 19 on the season. The Braves are finally on the board with 3 minutes and 2 seconds gone by here in the first period.
Question of the day, can you run the instant replay back? Because I don't know who the foul was on.
We'll watch it later tonight. Second one is good. And that makes it 7-2, and I didn't see it on the board either.
They don't put it up on the board.
I was going to say, that again, like last night, trying to keep as little people in here as possible, as a running one-hander by Michaels is good. They've taken one person away from the scoreboard. Same thing happened last night at Central Mountain. That's usually the person that handles all the player points, fouls on the side. There's a steal by Martin. Martin will bring it back. He'll give it off down to Michaels. Michaels sends it and airmails it into the Shikalimi bench. Intended for Wooderman.
Well, Cam Michaels, you know, not only we talked about his ability to drive, penetrate, and get the layup, but he's also a good three-point shooter. He's gotten baskets both ways right now with 5 points. Just so quick.
Luciano crosses the line now. It's passed around and now goes into the hands of Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer head fakes, guarded by Hernandez. Now they'll get it back out to Luciano via Davis Marshall. Far corner. Now between the circles, Dietrich. They'll swing it around near wing three. Luciano, bang! And there's 5 unanswered for the Braves to cut the lead down 9-5 with 4 minutes to go in the first.
Another stop here, Kevin, in the basket, and we've got ourselves a ball game.
And it changes everything. You're absolutely right. Sims with the basketball now, guarded by Dietrich. They'll swing it around to the far side. And Michaels will get it into the corner now to Martin, who head fakes, draws a double team, steal by Luciano.
That's what happens. The big guy puts the ball on the floor. The guard drops down and steals it, just like Nate did.
Long, deep three from the corner, overshot everything. Dietrich chases it down backside. He has a good look at three, and that went a little bit short. tipped around and controlled by Waterman. By the way, that is a team-high 11 steal for Luciano. Now driving the lane is Michaels. Michaels feeds Hernandez. Hernandez with the two. His second basket of the ball game.
Talked about that before the game. Hernandez runs the court well, and Michaels finds him after he dribble penetrates, and that was an easy bucket that time for Jake with 6 right now.
11-5 with 3:02 to go. Long now with it. Turn around in the paint. Missed it on the right side into the hands of Michaels. Under three remaining. Hernandez all alone under the basket, and he gets down the court quickly, as we've seen over the years, and Bill Ziegler wants a timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by the new year, new dealer, and new experiences at WNL Mazda. Come check out the premier lineup of Mazda vehicles today at WNL Mazda. Sporty roadsters, luxury third-row seating. You'll feel inspired by their craftsmanship, technology, and safety features. Experience the WNL difference on Route 11 Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com. Don't forget, while you watch the game here on the WKOK YouTube channel, make sure you click subscribe.
Well, Jacob with 6 and Michaels with 5, 11 out of 13 points scored by their two better players. You know, you talked about Jake running the court and being all alone. Actually, Braden Long was at his side, but when you're at his side, he's going to get by you. And you know, I don't care who you are, Jacob Hernandez is that strong that he's going to contest. He's going to go after everybody and try to make those layups and be successful at it.
Well, that time, an aggressive defense by Michaels trips up Luciano, and he will pick up the foul. That will be team foul number 3 for Lewisburg, and the Braves will inbound once again. Matter of fact, the Braves were late coming out of that huddle. Official started counting when Davis Marshall got there to pick up the ball.
Davis is a little groggy because right before that last Hernandez basket, there was quite a collision underneath the opposite basket, Kevin, and that's why Hernandez was so open. A lot of the Braves didn't get down in time.
Marshall gets it underneath. Skyhook comes up short, can't get it to drop. Hernandez with a rebound. 13-5, 2:30 to go in the first period. Lewisburg on top with the basketball.
Again, no use of the backboard. You try to get it over the rim. It doesn't take much for it to hit that back rim and come out.
Three-pointer near wing by Zahosky, and that one is no good. He just came in at the last stoppage. In the game now, driving in is, let's see,
that was
actually
Pfeiffer.
Looked like Pfeiffer, yeah.
It was Pfeiffer.
It's a long look down there on the far side, and it is Pfeiffer who misses the shot, but Lewisburg gets it back again. And Pfeiffer again with a one under the basket, just can't get him to drop again tonight. There's the give, actually, for Zahosky, and he just can't quite hang on to it. He does chase it down.
I think Zahosky needed to go towards the basket. That's what Michaels wanted to throw it to him, and he just didn't go. He went the opposite way.
They list him as a 5'11 junior, but he looks bigger than that. There's a rebound by Marshall.
That should
bounces
be a foul.
Bounces off of the arm of Michaels, but you're right, a whistle prior to that.
And that's interesting because that's the second foul on Cam Michaels.
Team foul number 4 now for Lewisburg.
We're going to let Colin Zekman come in, see what he can do against Hernandez.
And Lewisburg will make a change as well, as Michaels will come out, and back in will be Martin.
I tell you, 2 fouls in the first quarter for their point guard, that's big. I mean, it's something that that Coach Salzman's got to think about.
13-5, minute 30 to go in the first period. Lewisburg on top. Over to the left now, in between the circles, it's Luciano, goes around Hernandez, dishes it off underneath to Zekman. Zekman fights underneath, can't get it to go. Hernandez comes in for the rebound.
A lot of Braves on the floor, white jersey standing up straight, Kevin. Lewisburg's not just strong in the post, they're strong all the way around.
Top of the key, Hernandez, he'll send it inside. And Zahosky comes up with his first 2 of the game.
Nobody went with Far Zahosky that time, Kevin. He got in the middle, and both Chickalamy's big men looked at each other and said, "Are you got him?" Nobody had him. He gets his first bucket.
Yeah, big bucket for Zahosky that time. Top of the key, 3 by Davis Marshall. No good. Rebound by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer fighting for the ball to keep control of it. Now he's trying to get it to low box to Marshall. Marshall rips it out of the hands of a defender and then gets blocked by Hernandez, but a foul coming, I believe, on Hernandez. This will be team foul number 6 already for Lewisburg with 35.3 left on the clock.
Yeah, the foul is on Jake Hernandez. That's his second foul also, Kevin. You remember he had that player control foul.
That's right, he had the charge.
He charged, Davis took the charge on him that time. So their two high leading scorers both have two fouls here in the first quarter.
Marshall, 10 of 19, 10 of 20 now, drops to 50% on the
Kevin,
year.
Kevin, it just gets to be kind of old. You know, you get to the line, you got to score. And the Braves have it. Now, Mason Dietrich made both of his, but everybody should be making them.
Waterman into the game now for Hernandez for Lewisburg. Now second opportunity coming for Davis Marshall. Shot on the way, no good. Back iron, and a good rebound underneath by Zalahowski. 15-5, 30 seconds left. Lewisburg on top trying to add to that 10-point lead. Waterman now into the corner. They'll swing it around top of the key. Now to the far wing. Now back to the foul line. Zalahowski dishes it off now to Waterman. That one no good. Rebound by John Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will bring it back between the circles. Working there on Major. And that one looked like it was blocked by Sims.
It was. Sims blocked. Mason Dietrich made a move on the baseline. And Sims with a nice block, Kevin.
That'll do it for the first period of play. It is Lewisburg 15, Shikellamy 5. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Out with the old and in with the new. Happy New Year means happy new vehicle. And all of Blaze Alexander Sunbury's new vehicles are discounted and reduced to save you thousands. Not in the market for a new vehicle? That's okay. Blaze Alexander Sunbury has got you covered. With over 85 pre-owned on the lot and over 1,900 to choose from, we have what you're looking for. Rates are low and trades are high. Now is the time to buy. And Blaze Alexander Sunbury is the place. Come in or visit us on the web at blazealexandersunbury.com.
Lewisburg taking a 10-point lead here in the first period with a score 15-5. 8 minutes now on the clock as we get underway here in the second period. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie. First period here was basically Lewisburg starting things out. Shikellamy coming back with a little bit of a run, caught 5 points, including two from the line and a 3-point play. But then Lewisburg shut everything down again.
Yeah, they did, Kevin. The Braves with a chance to get it down to one basket, and they did not. They turned the ball over, and Lewisburg went right back to, you know, running their offense and getting a couple of buckets, and those buckets were by Jake Hernandez, and they were layups, so high percentage shots.
Braves with the basketball now, and they'll send it underneath to Davis Marshall, who puts it up and in. Marshall with a 2-point bucket, and he will go to the line for a bonus.
Well, Davis took advantage of, Zalahowski. Is that how you say his name? I'm sorry, number 23.
Zalahowski.
He picks up his first foul. And, Zalahowski just he gave Davis a little bit of movement there, a little bit of ground, and he scored off of it.
Yeah, Zalahowski there picks up foul number 6 on the team. Next one is actually going to be 1-1 for a long time. That's a big 3-point play there for Davis Marshall.
Yeah, Davis
now cuts the lead.
Finished that one. That was good.
Now Lewisburg with trying to break the press of Shikellamy. And now a double team and looking for a jump ball. They got the jump ball call as Waterman got tied up.
Well, Kevin, sometimes you got to make the hay while the sun shines. And the sun shining is the fact that Hernandez and Michaels are on the bench.
Yeah, exactly.
And, these five guys, you know, they're not probably used to having both of their stars out of the game. Backcourt.
Yeah, that's a backcourt violation and a turnover. Shikellamy will have the basketball with 7:31 to go in the half and a 15-8 Lewisburg lead. You talk about the sun shining. Right now for Lewisburg, it's pretty much Monday with the snowstorm.
Yeah.
We've got the way this is now.
You know, the thing is, nobody has taken over controlling the ball after Michaels went out. Their guards aren't used to having to do that.
Braves will go with a quickness out front of Luciano and James. And now Pfeiffer with it at the foul line. Goes far side Luciano. They'll send it inside for Zekman. Can't get to it. It gets tipped out away. And then Zalahowski will come up with it.
You know, sometimes you want to get the ball inside, but you can't force it into two guys.
From the near elbow, a jumper for Zalahowski is good. Makes it 17-8, a 9-point Lewisburg lead.
That helps a lot. And that's his fourth point. So, you know, he that's another jump shot for him. And, you know, he's going to put points on the board, too.
Underneath the basket, Marshall kicks it out. 3-pointer far wing. Just a little short there for Luciano. Sims with a rebound on the backside.
Dante, pretty good football player, Kevin, and he's got that build, all right?
He sure does.
But he's also a decent guard out front on the basketball team.
Oh, there's a nice move. Talk about using those long legs. Martin there just stretches out and gets to the basket with a scoop shot for two.
Well, that's the up and under. You know, you make a couple moves with pivots, and then you head fake, duck up and under, and gets around people.
19-8, an 11-point lead. Now Pfeiffer, four-wing three, and he got it.
Now, Kevin, when John took that shot, he didn't think about anything. He caught the ball, and he shot.
Catch and shoot.
And sometimes when he's wide open, he just thinks a little too hard about it. He's just a good natural shooter. Let the natural ability do the job for him.
There's a near-wing three for Martin, and he got Martin. That one. 22-11.
7 points for Martin.
Wow. 22-11, 5:39 to go in the half. And Lewisburg on top. Every time the Braves think they're going to get back into it, Lewisburg says, nope, we're going to just start putting balls in the basket again.
Give Coach Salzman a little bit of credit here. He's got both of the guys off the not on the bench. So, you know, and the rest of the team now has picked up the pace, and they're doing the job.
Foul as Marshall drives in. This one is going to be
13.
Yeah, it's going to be on Major. Caden Major with the foul. That'll be a 1-1 shot now for Davis Marshall, who is 1 of 3.
Do you want to use your line? That's a major foul.
I was going to save
all right.
It for later, but
okay.
That wasn't quite a major foul. He'll set up and take the first shot. That'll be good.
You know, Davis by getting knocked to the floor might have calmed him a little bit because he's playing a lot better, and he's got a nice stroke on those foul shots.
And Pfeiffer now will sit out. Long will come back in. Marshall trying to make the second one from the line to close it to 9, and he does.
That's number 5 for the big guy.
After missing the first two, he's 3 for 3.
Yeah. Right.
Now the Braves will put the press on if we'll go full court. 1-2-1 is what they're running right now, it looks like. And Lewisburg will find the open man and break it. Now Lewisburg with the basketball. And Sims will come in. Far wing, Major misses it, and it rolls out of bounds. And with 4:55, make that 4:54 to go in the half, Shikellamy down 9 will have the basketball.
Nope, not even. I mean, he didn't even come close to the basket. But Mason Dietrich just went by with the Lewisburg trainer. When he got blocked down there, he hit his head on the floor, and I think they're checking
that's exactly him out what they're doing. Yes, he's going through a couple of protocol issue tests. Underneath, it looks like Davis Marshall. It is Davis Marshall. Can't get the shot to go. But Zelahowski is there for the rebound.
You got to go in towards the basket, not fade away when you're that close. And a lot of times you don't get the right angle off the backboard.
Sims on the far wing. They'll send it inside now. Turnaround jumper, Martin. Back iron, no good. Rebound by Marshall. Outlet to Luciano. 4:17 to go in the half. 22-13 Lewisburg. Luciano driving in. He got stuffed by Martin. That was a spike. And now Luciano and Wooderman get tied up, and one goes to the floor.
You know, I often wonder, that's a kind of like an ego thing when both of you got the ball and even blow the whistle. And he said, no, you give up first. No, you give up first.
Well, that's like in football. The bottom of that pile, nobody's given up until the referees literally lift them off the ground. Luciano finally gets it in. Turner, and a catch and shoot there by Marshall is short. Rebound by Sims. 4:05 to go, a 9-point Lewisburg lead. There's a head fake. Martin almost had a stutter step there. That was close.
And some of the officials might have called that, right?
And going up that time and drawing the foul is Zelahowski.
And that should be on the floor, all right? It's going to be on Davis. It's a blocking foul.
No, it's
they're
two shots.
Two shots, wow. Okay, Davis's first foul.
Team foul number 1 on Shikellamy, trailing at 22-13 with 3:54 to go. Here in the second period.
Forrest, first time at the line here, Kevin. He has 4 points, now
and
5.
Rattles down number 5.
Believe it or not, Kev, this is the first, and I may call you Kev.
Sure.
This is the first time that Lewisburg's going to the line.
Marshall comes out, and Ammerman checking in for the Braves, the 5'10 senior. And Zalowski will make his second opportunity. So both of them from the line are good. And it's an 11-point lead with 3:52 to go and counting here in the second. Hammerman with the basketball on the far side. Now James has it. He will drive quickly and have his pass slash shot blocked by Zalowski. And then back the other way into the hands of Michaels. Michaels, three-pointer far wing, bang. And that was with a hand in his face, too.
What I liked about that was he penetrated the middle, saw there wasn't anything there, and just kind of scooted out, and nobody went with him. He went to the three-point line, turned around, and said, hey, thanks, guys, and he nails his second three.
Zekman got there, and he got a hand in his face, but it was really, really late. You're right. He had plenty of time to set. James there at the top of the key. Now he finds Luciano. Luciano puts the ball on the floor. Now goes to James again, and a travel. That's what, again, that was one of the things we saw last night, too, is that stutter step takeoff, and that was drew a travel a couple of times last night.
Yes.
Marshall now coming back in. Also coming back into the game is going to be Pfeiffer. And Zekman will come out. I'm sorry. Yeah, Zekman will come out, and so will James.
Interesting that that Jake Hernandez has sat out the entire second quarter, Kevin. Now, they brought Michaels back, but maybe that's the other kids are doing such a good job, he doesn't want to risk having two guys with 2,000.
Well, yeah, I was going to say he might come in the next minute or so.
Wow.
Oh, wow. had the same thought. Cameron Michaels with a great move underneath and just scoops it and goes. Ammerman with a really smooth three, and that was way out there from the wing. I mean, that one you might have found at the Veterans Memorial Bridge.
And you know, Cal didn't think too much about that either. He got the ball and shot it. Probably didn't realize how far he was out there, Kevin.
29-16 with 2:22 to go, and I mean, that was NBA land there. There's a nice feed underneath and finding Zalowski camping out under the basket for two.
I mean, he just went from one box to the other and nobody watched where he went, but what a nice pass to get him the ball, and he did the rest. He picks up his eighth point.
2:03 to go in the half, 31-16 in favor of Lewisburg. Marshall forces his way in, missed the shot. Backside rebound by Pfeiffer, and he puts it up and in. 1:52 to go in the half. 18 points for the Braves, but 31 for Lewisburg right now. Lewisburg with a basketball. And once again, finding that lane is Michaels, and they can't stop him.
Why doesn't somebody come over and step in front or try to block his shot? Everybody kept their arms down that time.
Luciano tries to drive in as well. First shot, no good. Marshall's shot, no good. And it'll be, once again, Michaels coming up with it. And Michaels will try and drive the lane. Luciano will stop him. But then a three-point shot on the feed to Martin is no good. Marshall with the rebound. And with 1:17 remaining in the half, the Braves will get another opportunity. Three-pointer on the way, top of the key. That one no good by Luciano. And a technical foul. And this will be two, I think, against Marshall.
Marshall's going to pick up a foul for a shove from behind.
Yep.
And he's going to get a technical foul for...
That was a frustration moment. Not that it defends anything, but it was definitely frustration for the misses he's had underneath, and that's just not the opportunity to take advantage of, not the opportunity you want to give Lewisburg to take advantage of.
I don't think there'll be any shooting foul for the foul because that was only the third foul on the Braves. All Davis Marshalls.
Right, but it will be Zalowski that will take the foul shots. For the technical. And that one is good. He'll get another one. And, of course, the ball back. 34-18, minute 10 to go here in the second. And you know what? Lewisburg has been sitting on seven fouls for almost 5 minutes of this game. Very impressive. Boy, that one hits all the rim, the backboard, and a little bit of the other side of the backboard. And that one
anyway, look
off.
At it, he missed it.
And it falls off.
That's the first miss of the night for Forrest. He's 3-for-4 from the line this quarter.
34-18, minute 10 to go. Lewisburg will have the ball at half court after the technical. Michaels with it. Now on the near wing, Muterman. Zekman, by the way, came in for Davis Marshall after the technical. Top of the key, Martin. Over to the far side, Michaels. Michaels now at the foul line. No look pass near side. Major three. That one way out of the rafters and comes up a little long. Yeah. Ammerman with a rebound.
Nice board by Ammerman.
James tries to find Zekman. Zekman can't catch up with the ball. And Lewisburg will get it back with 40 seconds remaining. 34-18 coming up on the half. And once again, Michaels drives the lane, and that time he draws a crowd, and there is all sorts of bodies on the floor.
Well, he got a charge.
And it is an offensive foul, and if that actually might be...
His number three.
Well, no, I'm thinking that might be Long, and Long leads the team in charges. That would be number four for him. And this is game seven, so he's just under one per game.
You have to say in taking a charge.
Well, yes.
Because
yes.
If you say in charges, that means you're the one that's getting the foul.
It does sound wrong that way.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm just telling you, you got some educated listeners out there, Kevin.
That's fair. Ammerman thought about that NBA three and then decided not to take it. Long with 18 seconds now, tries to spin to the inside. There's a long two from Zekman. No good. Backside rebound by Sims with a minute, with make that 10 seconds remaining. Here comes Sims with seven at the foul line. Turns around. He finds Martin. Front iron, no good. 3 seconds to go. Zekman has it. Fires off a half-court shot, and that one is no good. At the end of the first 16 minutes, it's Lewisburg 34, Shikanomi 18. This is Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
At the half, it is 34-18. Lewisburg leading Shikellamy, and Jacob Hernandez spent most of that second period on the bench, Chief.
Not most.
All of that second period on the bench. Yeah.
And I think my reasoning behind that was that you had two players with two fouls in the first period. You know, let's let one of them play halfway through and let the other one sit. And I think something else that entered into it was that they were doing a nice job inside without Jake. So it's in there. I'm sure Jacob's not happy about it, but now he's fresh for the start of the second half. And, you know, he had 6 points in the first quarter, which at that time he, along with Cam Michaels, had five. So they were the leading scorers. Right now, Cam Michaels, who came back in, scored seven when he came back in. He has 12. And the second scorer is Forrest Zelikowski. He has 9. Joseph Martin has 7, and that's the bulk of the scoring, with Hernandez with 6. The Braves to have two players with 5 points apiece. One of them is Davis Marshall, and the other one is John Pfeiffer. The Braves do have 3 people that scored from beyond the arc. Cal Emmerman with the 3, John Pfeiffer with the 3, and Nate Luciano with the 3. And, of course, we haven't seen Mason Dietrich because he did hit his head, and I think they were, like you said, it was a little bit of concussion protocol running some tests on him. Hopefully he'll be back.
Today's game on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you in part by Lackawanna College Sunbury Center on North 4th Street in Sunbury, offering an associate degree in early childhood education, which will prepare you for a rewarding career working in schools or child care centers. For more information, visit lackawanna.edu. And don't forget to watch this game later on tonight. If you are listening on the radio, you'll be able to hear it, or actually able to watch it, on WKOK Sports YouTube channel. And make sure you click subscribe while you're there. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
34-18 and a very quiet night here in Lewisburg. I mean, you could hear a pin drop. Now, earlier tonight in the warm-ups, we couldn't even hear ourselves think.
You can hear us. You can hear us all through the gym.
Oh,
Kevin.
My gosh. You can hear us right out the door.
So be careful. Be careful what you're saying. All right.
Well, I can tell you what. Lewisburg has played an impressive first half with 34 points already on the board, en route to 68. And, again, that is not the way Shikellamy wanted this game to come out.
No, at one time, you know, they jumped out. Lewisburg jumped out to, I think, a 7-0 lead, and then I think it was 12-3. But the Braves came back, and like we talked about before, it looked like if they got a basket here, we were going to have a ball game. But unfortunately, they turned the ball over, and Lewisburg kicked it into that fifth or sixth passing gear. My F-150 has.
How many passing gears do you have?
My F-150 has six gears in the transmission.
So how many of them do you use?
Every one of them. Every one of them, Kevin.
What do you haul with that, by the way? You need a camper. That's the next thing.
I haul about 225 pounds every day. That would be me.
Your truck gets off much better than my car does.
You might need a half-ton pickup, Kevin. Who knows?
Pretty soon I'm going to. 34-18, Lewisburg leading Shikellamy. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
Back at Lewisburg, halftime just about ready to finish up, 34-18. This is not as long of a halftime as we experienced yesterday, though, was it, Chief?
I think that Central Mountain decided to have every celebration of every sports team while we were up there, just so you and I could see them.
Yes, right? Yeah, and it was very nice of them to do that.
It was.
We'll make another trip to the Great White North on Saturday night here on WKOK and WKOK.com. And my favorite place, the shore without a beach.
Exactly.
Yeah, no sand at that Jersey Shore.
No, not at all. Not at all.
A lot of snow and a lot of cold, and we'll be inside down the road, across the road from Thompson Street Stadium, which is our second favorite place in the world. We'll have that game for you getting underway immediately following CBS News at 7 o'clock, and tip-off is scheduled for 7:30. And, of course, if you want to check out
A lot of WKOK's YouTube channel broadcasts of sports and wrestling. We have a lot of those coming up yet, as wrestling will get cranked back up here very shortly after their COVID shutdown. We'll have that schedule available for you right now. As a matter of fact, if you go to WKOK.com, just click on the link on the right-hand side, and then make sure when you do go to our WKOK Sports YouTube channel, you click subscribe. Chief, quickly, go ahead. I was going to say.
Well, I was going to talk. We did give the scoring things out there.
Right.
We're going to talk a little bit about the junior varsity team. They've been in a lot of games, and tonight they were in it till the very end. They came back a couple of times, and they lost 60-54. But, you know, I'm looking at some future Braves there with Cam Leonard and Scotty Miller and Micah Zellers, along with Randy Castillo, who's really come along, I think, as an inside guy. Logan Fisher, and we can't forget Trey Wallace. So they're the Braves of the future, and they've got an excellent coach in Coach Leitzel. And, they're fun to watch. I know while you guys were trying to get on the air here, I was watching the game, and I kind of got into it because they played with a lot of enthusiasm. So a lot of times people don't – when I coached for 25 years in the girls' junior varsity, we never really had to worry about a lot of fans, all right? So, but it was there were always some great games.
Chad Evans is our executive producer tonight and director. Dylan Kramer working our camera on the high side here tonight. As you can watch this again a little bit later on the YouTube channel, on WKOK Sports YouTube channel. We had a little bit of a internet issue here in Lewisburg. As a matter of fact, really nobody could get on except our radio broadcast right now. So that's why.
Not sure how that happened, but. Kevin, wasn't that the principal that was over here?
She's
always around.
And she's having trouble getting on there, too.
I know. She was really concerned. You know?
We appreciate everybody's help trying to get that all squared away. But this basketball broadcast on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel post-game is still brought to you by Sunbury Motor Company. They've been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. 106 years in the automotive business. Doesn't come by accident. For your next Ford, Hyundai, Kia, quality used vehicle, visit Sunbury Motors. Lewisburg back on the court. We'll attack the basket to our left. And here we go with a drive in by Wooderman. That shot no good. Hernandez back in the game, thought about a three, and then decided not to take it. They'll get the ball back. Now they'll go to Martin, top of the key. Now to Sims on the far wing. And now the near wing three for Martin. That one no good. Davis Marshall with a rebound for the Braves. It'll be Marshall, Luciano, Pfeiffer, Long, and Ammerman. It'll be Sims, Hernandez, Martin, Michael, and Wooderman for Lewisburg. Bounce pass and a nice one by Luciano. Too hard off the backboard by Hernandez, or by Davis Marshall, and the rebound for Hernandez.
Great play, great play. Nice pass into Marshall. He just missed the layup, Kevin.
Hernandez at the top of the key. He will take a three. We saw him take one earlier. Sims down, drives the lane. Right around the Davis Marshall, or excuse me, right around Pfeiffer. Marshall does get the rebound, though. Luciano comes in. He will try to jump step and drops it in for two.
Oh, nice job by Nate. Gave Cam Michaels a little bit of his own game there. Just took him right to the hoop and scored off the jump stop.
Minute 30 gone by, 34-20 in favor of Lewisburg. And a steal by Long. Picked off that pass like it was thrown right to him. Luciano now top of the key, three, back iron, no good. Tip out, Ammerman chased
it.
Couldn't get it.
Sorry.
Luciano did grab it. He finds Pfeiffer for an NCAA three, overshot the basket.
Sorry, Kevin. The ball's right there. Grab the ball, okay? Hey, by the way, Kevin, an educated listener from Virginia Beach just texted me to tell you that he's listening. That would be Dave McDermott, okay? He's an educated listener.
He is an educated listener, and he's seen Jacob Hernandez take a couple of those runners under the baseline and get it for two over the years.
8 points for Jake.
36-20. And Long now with the basketball. Long starts to drive in. He'll find Luciano far side. Top of the key, Marshall. Fakes a three. Now works. Spins to the inside. Now spins to the other side. Got it to go that time.
That's pretty move. Real nice. And he did a nice job of getting away from anybody that could block it. And Davis picks up point number seven. Oh, boy, wide open.
Yeah, that's a good look, too, for Michaels, and that one doesn't go.
Maybe he was too wide open, Kevin.
There's a three. That one no good by Ammerman. 36-22 with 4:50 remaining.
Nobody under the boards for the Braves, Kevin. Everybody was in the perimeter.
You had your arms up waving. I thought you found somebody in the stands you were looking at.
No, I was just kind of.
Martin with the three from the corner, no good. Now all of a sudden everybody's three happy.
Well, I think they had too much time off at halftime.
There's another three by Marshall. No good. On all white shirts under the basket.
It's like watching the Knicks play the Lakers. I mean, you just shoot the threes all night long.
Here comes Martin driving in. Finds Sims. 4:22 to go, and there's a three. That one too long. Luciano backside rebound. There are only 2 points in the second period or third period now?
No. The Braves have four. And
is that another
Lewisburg has two.
Is that another one on Hernandez there?
I'm not sure. It's on 24. It's on Davis.
No, it's on Marshall. It's the other way around.
That's his fourth.
That'll be his fourth, and that'll sit him out. He had the technical in the first half.
You know, Kevin.
Zekman and James in for Shikalimi.
This game, the way it's been played right now, should play to the Braves if they can score, because Lewisburg's taken some unorthodox or long shots and given the Braves opportunities, but they just haven't been able to make the shots down at their end.
Lewisburg with the basketball, 36-22. It had been so long since I saw a basket, I thought maybe there was only one for the whole period.
There's been six.
Here's a run in, and there's number eight, point number eight of the period, and that's Jacob Hernandez picking up another one. As a matter of fact, he has four of the 8 points in this period. Pfeiffer with the basketball now, 3:47 remaining in the third. Pfeiffer starts to drive in. He will look to Ammerman in the far corner. Here comes James with the basketball from the top of the key. Finds Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer on the wing. Now goes to the baseline. He's working his way in. Turns around. Takes the two-pointer and gets it. Good baseline move.
Yeah, I mean, again, John, you know, has got that ability to get up above everybody. And, it's, you know, sometimes I think he might even be shooting down from the basket. But nice job. John picks up point number seven.
Lewisburg with a 38-24 lead. 3:13 in the third. Top of the key. Michael's shot, no good. And Pfeiffer will come up with it on the floor, dish it off to Ammerman, Ammerman to James, and back the other way we go. James driving in, almost goes too far underneath the basket, and then he almost got it to go, but he does get a foul and go to the line.
Yeah, the foul's going to be on number one. That would be Dante Sims. That's his first foul. You know, that's the Braves have to get the ball up court quickly. I was just about ready to say you got to throw the ball and get there a lot quicker, but old Jakari just put it right into like that sixth gear, all right, and went to the hoop, and he makes the first guy.
That's a big one. They'll get another opportunity here in a moment. 38-25, 3 minutes to go, third period, as James spins the basketball, bends the knees, pushes it up, and rattles it in. 38-26, a 12-point lead. You know, if Shikalimi could take the next three minutes and get this under 10, it now becomes manageable in the last 8 minutes.
Exactly.
But they cannot give up baskets and easy ones underneath. Driving in this time is Martin, and Martin will find Hernandez. Hernandez turns around and takes the shot and gets it.
See, Jacob Hernandez never, very, very, very few times misses those shots.
Off balance, Luciano drives in, misses the shot, and tips it out of bounds, out of the hands of Michael. So Michaels will get it back, and Lewisburg will make a change as they bring in Zelahusky, and he will come in for
number 10.
Major. No, Major. I'm sorry, not Major. It's Wooderman.
Wooderman, yep.
2:30 to go in the third period. 40-26, Lewisburg. With that 14-point lead, again, the Braves trying to tick it away into single digits, but have not been able to get anything at the near end. Michaels now with the basketball. Michaels between the circles, guarded by James. Now into the hands of Hernandez. Hernandez and Long has been an interesting matchup tonight. Sims, now this is the most patient I've seen Lewisburg's offense all night. Now Zalowski with the basketball. Now finds Sims. Now to Hernandez. Turnaround jumper three. No good. But underneath the basket, Martin flies in and then puts it up and in. 42-26, a minute 44 to go, and Lewisburg has now extended the lead.
And Joseph Martin picks up point number 9.
Pfeiffer now into the corner to Luciano. Luciano to Long between the circles. He'll come in, take the jumper from the foul line. Back iron, no. Hernandez high for the rebound. Now to Michaels.
Yeah, again, the only person underneath the boards was Colin Zechman. It's kind of tough on him, 3-on-1, trying to get a rebound.
And that time, Michaels drove in and went a little too far and had to bounce it off of Brave to get retained possession. Caden Major coming into the game now. He'll check in for Martin. 42-26, minute 18 to go here in the third period. Lewisburg leading. Zelahoski with the basketball. Now they're giving off top of the key to Michaels. Michaels back to Zelahoski. Three. Good. Wow, this was a 12-point game, Chief, and now it's a 19-point game. That's how quickly this game changed the other way.
And that puts Forrest and Zelahoski in with 12 points, Kevin. He's the leading scorer along with Jacob Hernandez.
45-26. Lewisburg, after the Braves miss, will have the ball once again with under a minute to go. Sims between the circles. Right side, Michaels with it. Back to Sims. And they're just going to try and pass it back and forth here and wind off the remaining 30 seconds of this period. Or maybe not. Major drives the baseline, gives it to Michaels. Michaels will draw the foul.
Wow, I think that that's going to be on number 21, Kevin, for the Braves. That's James. He's going to pick up his first foul.
Well, Dietrich has been talked to a couple of times here tonight, and he is off the bench now, off the seats of the bench, and in the stands. I'm not sure if he's going to be back tonight.
No, I don't think he is. The trainer probably told him that he's not allowed to come back in and play after he hit his head.
Lewisburg now with the basketball, 23 seconds to go on a 19-point lead. They can go over 20 points through this possession. Major with the basketball now finds Sims with 15. Over to the right wing to Wooderman. Into the corner now, Zelahoski. Now they feed it inside. Zechman will steal it away. Here comes James. James almost fouled there by Sims. Drives in. Offensive foul as James could not get control. And stopping in front of him was Wooderman to take the charge with 1 second remaining.
Once in a while, you got to just stop and pop, all right? And I don't think Jakari has that, what word do I want to use? His motor goes fast all the time. We'll just say that.
At the end of the first 3 minutes, or first three periods, I should say, it is Lewisburg 45, Shikellamy 26. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and the WKOK YouTube channel.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction.
Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Final 8 minutes on the board after this back-to-back night and a busy week of basketball here on WKOK with Shikellamy tonight. After basketball last night with the Shikellamy Braves. And then they'll be back again on Saturday on the road at Jersey Shore. Kevin Herr, along with the Chief Dave Ritchie, Chad Evans, and Dylan Kramer on our broadcast tonight on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, as you'll be able to watch this post-game. Luciano with the basketball now between the circles. They will find Marshall underneath via Pfeiffer. That shot, no good.
Rolled off the rim again, Kevin.
Boy, that has been a repeat tonight over and over and over and over.
All year long.
That too. Driving in with the basketball is Martin. Martin will take the jumper. No good. Rebound by Davis Marshall. Luciano now back the other way. Luciano looks for it. Drives in. Now he's going to step back out. Down the hands of Ammerman. James. James puts it on the floor in the corner. Luciano. Luciano driving. Luciano stops. Now he'll find Pfeiffer. Ray's patient in this possession and a whistle.
It's going to be a foul on Joseph Martin.
Today's game brought to you in part by Alexander Family Dealerships, proud to support local athletes and recognize their hard work and dedication. In the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, visit any of their 17 dealerships or online at blazealexander.com. Inbounds pass goes to Marshall, back to Luciano. Braves trail at 45-27. Luciano with a running one-hander, and it's good. That is his second, he did have a three to start the early
part. Yeah, 7 points. That's a nice job by Nate. He actually lost handle on the ball and recovered, grabbed it, and made that nice little jumper.
Lewisburg with the basketball. Michaels has it and is very patient with it right now. Now he sees the C part and rolls around the rim and drops through the cylinder.
You know, not only do Hernandez and Michaels get to the rim, but they finish, all right?
There's a long three from Ammerman. That one no good. Backside rebound in favor of Lewisburg in the hands of Martin. And then Martin will get it back as they reset the offense. Michaels ready to go. Goes to the far side to Wooderman. Top of the key. Major. Hits a major shot that time. That was a big three, yes. And made it a 50-28 lead.
Caden's first bucket of the night's a big one, Kevin.
See, I told you I saved that one for
later.
Yeah,
that was good.
Ammerman head fakes, draws the man off his feet, then finds Pfeiffer on the far side, short for three, rebound Marshall. Marshall double team, works his way through it, goes to the line, and gets the bucket as well.
Well, Davis got a chance to go to the line again, Kevin. Right now, he has 9 points.
Tonight's basketball broadcast on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you by Glick's, Route 15 just north of Shamokin Dam. You'll find fireplaces, stoves, garage doors, and they'll get you ready for spring with deck and patio awnings. Find out more about heating and improving your home at glicks.com. And that three-point play, the second time he has converted on a three-point play tonight.
And since Davis missed the first two foul shots, he's now hit four in a row.
50-31. 5:36 to go and counting here in the game. Lewisburg leading it and with the basketball. Michaels has it. Drifts between the circles. Now goes to Zahosky, who takes the three. Short. Loose ball picked up by Marshall. Marshall will give it off down to Luciano. Luciano finds a lane, gets it off the square and in.
Again, Nate, attacked the basket, took Michaels with him and, you know, got up high enough and just a nice soft touch. That is his 9th point, Kevin. We have a timeout by Lewisburg.
And a full timeout because I think what Coach Salzman was seeing is his team is just a little bit slow. Now, they played last night as well as Shikellamy played last night. But, again, a little bit slow here.
Did they have a trip
period
from Mill Hall back to Sunbury?
That they didn't have.
I don't know exactly.
That they didn't have.
You know,
have.
That's another thing people don't realize. You have a night game, a long trip back, and you got to go to school the next day, and then you come right back up and play basketball again.
Yeah, we got it easy. We had a long trip back, too, but, you know.
Yeah, we
you
did.
Slept in, and then...
Yeah, well, I'll guess what time I was up this morning.
I know. You were up 6:30.
5:30. Yes.
You're crazier than I thought.
It's that interior alarm clock that you have after getting up all those years at that time.
I don't have that interior. That alarm clock got busted.
Kevin, there's things I got to do in the morning. I got to take care of the fire. I got to make coffee, you know, that kind of stuff. I won't tell you that I take care of the cat, but I do that, too, even though it's not my cat.
Tell you what, he's a very versatile guy. Do you make breakfast, too?
For myself,
yeah. Oh, okay. There's a good fight for the basketball, and that time.
Yeah, Michaels lost it.
Yeah, Michaels lost it, and a good defense by Long. Today's game brought to you in part by Purdy Insurance Agency, Market Street, Sunbury, offering customers a variety of insurance products at competitive prices from some of the industry's best providers. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Nice shot by Braden. Long pass from Ja'Kari James into him. The Braves with, they made Lewisburg look a little bit slow that time. And that's Braden's first points of the night.
Now the Braves extend that defense out a little bit, trying to force the ball. They get it to Hernandez, who loses the ball underneath.
Jump ball.
And a jump ball is called.
Well, I'm sorry, held ball.
Yeah, that's true. It just, you know, when you put the thumbs up, you automatically go to jump ball. Then you should grab. Maybe you need to grab, and then and that'll be held ball. But, wow,
holy
what an easy
cow.
Inbounds there.
I know. Joseph right Martin's standing Martin. Under the basket. That's his 11th point.
Luciano to the far side. He's my favorite Martin. Between the circles, Luciano fires up a three. That one off the rim, no good. Rebound, Hernandez.
He just took it away from everybody, Kevin. I mean, Braden Long had that ball in his hands, going to get the offensive board, and Jacob Hernandez just stepped in and took it away.
I'll take that for you. Thanks.
And then after that happened, Braden fouled him. So
that'll be team foul number three on Shikellamy, trailing at 52-35, just about halfway through this final period, 4:10 remaining and counting. Sims with the basketball, stolen by James. James will lay it up off the glass and in.
Well, Jacari baited him into that one. Just kind of stayed between him and acted like he wasn't paying attention. And when he made the pass, he made his move.
Again, the Braves press.
Almost got that one.
I was going to say, the Braves press almost picked up a second one. There's a long two from Martin, no good. Rebound by Luciano. He finds James all alone. Then he finds Davis Marshall trailing. He gets the bucket and it'll go to the line.
Now, that's pretty basketball, Kevin. What a nice job. I mean, it was a nice outlet pass from Luciano to Jacari. Jacari's coming down the side, takes everybody with him. Davis following down the lane, gets Davis the ball, and Davis goes and scores.
You know, a few moments ago, this was a 19-point game. This one brings it down to 12. And it gets closer and closer to the land of manageable.
Is that in Eastern Europe?
Yes. The land of manageable. It's kind of near the land of make-believe.
Davis?
Which is out in Pittsburgh.
Davis is on fire from the line, Kevin.
I wasn't going to say it.
He's 5-for-5 right now after missing the first two.
I was about to say it. I held back.
Well, I said it after he made the shot, so...
12-point game, 3:30 remaining. Loads of time left. The way the Braves' defense is playing, there's a loose ball.
He walked.
Oh, boy, he got
he
away
traveled,
with it. Yeah, and a timeout. A timeout by Coach Salzman, and that's a good timeout because there was a little bit of uncontrollableness on Lewisburg.
We got a short
side.
One here, Kevin. You know, we didn't talk about the coaches at Lewisburg. I mean, Matt Salzman and also the Kaiser. I can't think of his. Well, we'll get it. Why don't you look on the paper, David?
Justin
Kaiser and Cody Butts. I think they're all descendants. They are all Ray Moyer's former players that are now in coaching.
And of course, Ray Moyer coached for a long time at Selins Grove,
He still is.
Well, yeah,
Darvin
that's true.
Young.
He was head coach at that point with Darvin Young.
Darvin Young, and he's still coaching junior high. So, may I say, a Shikellamy graduate.
Indeed. Boy, remember that first win he got at the old Shikellamy gym?
Yeah.
I never saw anybody happier than he was. That was the first win as a coach there. There's a three-pointer on the way. No good, Martin. And rebound by Shikellamy. Now they have a chance to make this a 10-point game or less with a three. Back iron, no. Chasing it down, Luciano. Oh. Out of bounds. And a Lewisburg basketball as Wooderman was fighting very, very hard with Luciano for that ball.
Wow, Kevin. I mean, you know, again, the Braves get a stop, and they come down with a chance to get it down to 10 or even 9, and they missed the shot.
Now again, the Braves defense has created some frustration for Lewisburg. Now Mark Michaels will drive in. He will give it off to Hernandez, blocked by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer brings it back the other way. Pfeiffer weaves through, and he will draw the foul.
Yeah, Jake didn't like getting the shot blocked, so... He came down, and I think the foul is on Jake Hernandez, and that's going to be his third.
That is Pfeiffer's second block of the season. That'll be team foul number 5. Luciano finds Long. Long turnaround jumper, short. And Hernandez picks up the loose ball.
Boy, he did such a nice
good
job
box
of boxing
out
Davis Marshall to get that,
yep,
Kevin.
Absolutely. 12-point game. Lewisburg on top with 2:27 remaining here in the fourth period.
The Braves have a foul to give, Kevin, if they're going to start fouling.
Underneath Hernandez. Short. And a block is right.
Davis.
Marshall gets the block. Finds James, but he can't hang on to it.
There's no need to make that. There's two defenders out there.
Now driving in is Michaels. Michaels finds Hernandez, and he forces one through.
Well, you can only get reprieved so few times with Jacob, and he makes that one now. He's got 14.
If that one got below 10, I don't think Coach Ziegler would be going to his bench right now. But now, with a minute 45 to go and looking at 14 and maybe even more, the substitutes are ready to come in. Sims with a basketball and a timeout. And I think this is to make wholesale changes for Lewisburg as well.
Lewisburg
with a minute 36 to go.
Yeah. You are correct.
So a minute 36 to go, 54-40. Coming up here this weekend on News Radio 1070 WKOK, tomorrow night, the Penn State Nittany Lions will take on Maryland. That'll be at the Bryce Jordan Center. Steve Jones and Dick Girardi have the call here on WKOK. That will be 6:30, 7 o'clock will be the tip-off from the Bryce Jordan Center. And then on Saturday, we'll be making the trip to Jersey Shore. It'll be Jersey Shore hosting Chickalamee, the first matchup between the Bulldogs and the Braves. And we'll have that game beginning at 7:06 following CBS News, and then tip-off is at 7:30. And then wrestling is back on the radio and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel as the Braves will host Loyal Sock. That is coming up on the 9th, 7 o'clock, the start time there with Steve Williams.
Well, Lewisburg did not sub anybody, Kevin. They've got their starting five out there.
Oh, so that was just a straight timeout.
Yeah.
Michaels now with the basketball with a minute 26 to go and a 14-point lead. And the Braves bringing in Wallace and Zellers along with Ammerman. And also coming in is Scott Miller. And a foul underneath.
Fouls on number...
That'd be on Miller.
Miller.
10. Not on number Miller.
That gotcha. Scotty Miller with his first foul.
Sims now to the line.
His first time.
Sims, a 50% free throw shooter on the year, makes the first one.
That's Dante's first points of the evening.
And but now Lewisburg will make their wholesale changes.
Yeah.
See, it's Harrison coming into the game. Bodden checking in as well. Try to get you some of the other subs as we see them. I think Jack Blaw's in the game as well. That one rolls around, hits every part of the rim, and does not drop through. But Wallace comes up with a rebound for Chickalamee with a minute 10 to go and a 15-point deficit. Zellers has it for a second, then goes to Miller. Now to Ammerman. And then back once again, the weave up front. Chickalamee with the basketball, and Ammerman now under a minute to go. He'll find Miller. That pass tipped by Sims. Sims tries to chase it down and bounce it off of Miller. He cannot do it. It goes out of bounds off Lewisburg, and that will bring in Noah Pauling, the freshman, for the final change for Lewisburg.
Kevin, Lewisburg's only shot four foul shots tonight, all by the same guy.
Well, Zekman with the basketball now. Goes top of the key. Ammerman three. Ooh, that was a howitzer shot. There was zero arc on that one.
Again, Cal just, you know, caught and shot. So that's that's something sometimes you don't have to think so much about it. That's his second three of the night.
What's the line? Don't think, it only hurts the ball club. Is that
exactly?
Is that the Bull Durham line?
Yeah.
And a scrum for the ball, picking it up is Wallace, but not before the held ball call with 13.6 remaining and a 55-43 Lewisburg lead. Chickalamee will have a chance to maybe cut it to 10 or less and make it look respectable in the final 10 seconds. And pushing it up there is Zellers. That one no good. The putback on the fadeaway is no good by Wallace, and that will do it. Lewisburg will improve to eight and four. I'll get it out, you know, sooner or later. They'll improve to 8-4 overall as Chickalamee falls to 1-6. 55-43 Lewisburg wins. We'll wrap it up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At WNL Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. WNL Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
And a reminder, if you were looking for the WKOK Sports YouTube channel live feed, we had some technical problems here. And unfortunately, here in Lewisburg, one of the problems is just enough signal for us to get back to the radio station to bring you the radio broadcast, but not enough signal for the video broadcast. And our alternate option was what we normally do is go to the Lewisburg Wi-Fi, and even that was not working tonight, unfortunately, but we appreciate all the help from the folks here at Lewisburg to try and get that going, and they weren't even able to live stream themselves either, so unfortunately. But, you know, again, you'll be able to watch it on our WKOK Sports YouTube channel as we get that uploaded later on this evening. Chief, run down some of the final numbers. Four players, double figures for Lewisburg, and yeah. Basically they were all the starters, no surprise.
Oh, yeah, all of them. Hernandez and Michaels had 14 apiece. And they both did that after getting foul trouble in the first quarter. Forrest Zelikowski had 12, and Joseph Martin stepped in there with 11. And really, Caden Major scored 3, and Dante Sims had 1. And that was the extent of the 55 points that Lewisburg put on the board. They were 4-for-6 from the foul line, so they shot about 67%. They had 6 threes. They had more three-point field goals than they had. Then they had two-point field goals. The Braves, again, were led by Davis Marshall with 13 points, five of those points coming from the line as he went 5-for-7. They had no other players in double figures. The next highest player was Nate Luciano with 9, and John Pfeiffer was 7, and Cal Amram was 6. So the Braves 9-for-11 from the foul line, a big, big improvement from the foul line. They had 3 three-point shots and 11 field goals from inside the arc.
You know, they may not have shot well from the floor, but again, you mentioned it, a big improvement from the foul line, and that's where the Braves have, quite honestly, in some of these closer games that they've played this year, really have cost them an opportunity to win. You know, even if you look back to the Montoursville game, 50-30, that was a tighter game most of the way, and the Braves would have made about 75% of their free throws. They would have been much more into that game. Last night, a perfect example. You know, Central Mountain played very, very well. Shot very, very well from the free throw line, and that was a big difference in the game. Coach Bill Ziegler joining us here on the post game as we wrap things up, and four guys in double figures for the Lewisburg Green Dragons. Not exactly what you wanted, but on the positive side, I thought there were some good spurts there with the
the way the Braves were playing the full court man and trapping there in that second half.
Yeah, to be honest with you, we probably played our best quarter of the year in the fourth quarter right there, other than maybe the third quarter, last night. Started the game. We didn't score for the first 4 minutes of the game, and, we dug ourselves a hole. I think it was 7-0 before, we got anything to fall. And I believe we won the second half. As I'm looking right here, 25-21. Cam Michaels is lightning quick. And Nate Luciano was, all defensive in the league last year, and he looked really quick to me. We got to defend him a little bit differently next time. We're going to just try to, keep him in front of us, and, for giving up anything, we're going to give up the jump shot instead of the penetration to the basket, because not only that, but, he does a great job of finding the guy open in the corner, the guy open underneath. He's a really good sophomore, and he's going to be a handful.
And real quick, I want to add, you mentioned seeing Lewisburg again in a couple of weeks. Because of the flip-flop here, that will be a home game. Originally, it was an away game on the schedule, so the second Lewisburg game will be a home game now for the Braves. Go ahead, Chief.
I thought that the two things that Michaels and Hernandez do when they get to the rim, they finish. And if the Braves could have finished sometimes, this game would have been a lot closer.
At halftime, our statisticians had us for 4-for-24 shooting, and one out of six isn't very good.
Right.
You're a math teacher like I am, and I know that's about 18%, something like that. So
you were 9-for-11 from the foul line.
I think we missed our first two.
Yeah, Davis missed the first
two.
After that,
we did pretty well. So there are some positives to take from this. Tomorrow we're not going to be on the court more than an hour. We're going to stretch. We're going to, shoot. We're going to go over our sets, and we're getting out of there. And hopefully we'll have some fresher legs for the long ride up to Jersey Shore on Saturday.
There is a young lady named Beth that sends her love there.
I appreciate that.
Tell my husband I love him.
Yeah, I've been thinking about her a lot today. This is a tough time of year for all of us.
Yep.
And, we don't get to spend as much time together as we like to or want to, and so it's just good to let each other know how we feel about each other.
That's
right. She knows I love her too.
There's a 14th every month, so it doesn't have to be February. There's a 14th every month to make it up to her.
I'll remember that. Thank you for the advice, Kevin.
My wife gave up on that years ago. So, Bill, appreciate the time. Hit the reset button. Go get Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore, not counting any game that they may have played tonight, 4-6 coming into that game. So a matchup that maybe one you could get a big W out of.
We're playing better. Just we need to put it together for 32 minutes, not 4 minutes here, 4 minutes there. And, we're going to keep battling, that's for sure.
Hey, practice 16 coming up tomorrow.
There it is. Here we go.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you,
appreciate
all right,
the time.
Take care. All right.
Bill Ziegler joining us on the post-game show. And, we joked about that, and we talked about it last week. The Braves have had as many practices now in early February as they would have had leading up to game one back in December.
Right.
So, and that's where I find the positive in that fourth period, because maybe that's the turning point in this season where they can get things going just in time to make that playoff run.
Yep. We're being optimistic, Kevin. We're going to get ourselves, we're going to have that, the glass is going to be half full.
Absolutely.
When we're dealing with it. So, and like you said, we think they're getting blown out. All of a sudden, they're back in the game. So they just needed that one extra stop and score, and Lewisburg would have had to probably play their best 4 minutes of the game those last 4 minutes of this game. So,
once again, our final score, it was Lewisburg 55, Shikellamy 43. Lewisburg will improve to 8-4 overall. Shikellamy now will fall to 1-6 overall. They'll be in action on Saturday night at Jersey Shore here on WKOK following CBS News at 7. Chad Evans, Dylan Kramer, I'm Kevin Herr, along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. Thanks for listening and watching Braves basketball on WKOK, a WKOK sports presentation.
Thanks.